that had a root disease they call it crown root rot, and we had a storm blow through around October 6th that really did some damage to it. We kind of assessed it and decided that we'd be better off going and getting the corn that was standing, and we did that and got as much of it as we could, because we felt like go get what's standing. I mean, once it's not knocked down, you're kind of at its mercy there. So we did that, and of course the weather's turned on us here in the last month or so. It's been kind of frustrating. Luckily, we got a little break there day before Thanksgiving, and I actually finished what I could on Thanksgiving. My insurance date ran out on December 10th, so I had to do my best, and that's kind of what I was dealing with this fall.
You had some damage to your combine. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so we bought a corn reel, and most of the time you can pick up most of it up, but this year with the root disease, the plant fell over like a tree instead of breaking over. So we went in there and we did our best, but I was bringing in so much dirt from the root ball, because the root ball and the stalk were actually attached very well. So the machine would bring in everything, the root ball and the ear, and that was building up inside the machine, and I broke a fair amount of stuff in the first acre and a half, and had to decide that this wasn't working. So that was frustrating, but we got through what we could with it.
So you had a pretty uneventful harvest before that happened, and an uneventful a pretty decent growing season.
Yeah, the growing season was we had some dry spells, but we got some good rains at the right time, and had some above average crops, especially soybeans. Our soybeans have been the last two or three years we just keep pumping out yields that we never thought we could do. And the corn, we had some that was not disappointing but below average. And then we had some that was really a record for certain farms. So overall, I would say our yields are average.
Okay.
For corn.
And you are chair of the Farm Bureau Young Leaders, is that right, for your county?
Yes, I'm the chairman for our Young Leaders group. 18 through 35 or 36, I think it is now, and a group of us farmers and professional ag members in the community get together and do some things. We do some fundraisers and have speakers, and I also try and participate in the Illinois organization also.
And how long have you been farming, Adam? Christian, I'm sorry.
That's all right. When you grow up on a farm, you're basically farming since you can walk. I'm the eighth generation here, and I could say to around 12 or 13, I guess you'd say that I've been in a tractor. But basically, once you can run a lawnmower, you're on a farm, you're about due to get in a tractor.
So are you farming with your family or on your own?
I farm with my dad and grandfather here around Pittsfield and Griggsville. I did go to college for a year to a tech school, but I do farm full-time now.
The farm drew you back, didn't it?
Yeah, it was something I kind of, not saying I didn't think I wanted to do, but definitely the older I got, I realized that this is pretty hard to beat.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad that things turned out okay in the end.
Yeah, sometimes when you're sitting there with a lot of your crop left and it's raining, you know, you're trying to get down on it. But it ended up, Mother Nature allowed me at least to go in and get what I could. And now just starting to actually gear up, think about next year. So it's always a little different.
That's right. Any changes planned for next year?
Well, if the markets would change, I might have a better answer for you. But now, just, you know, we're not going to be able to get very much ammonia on this fall. So that's going to be a little bit of a challenge. We might work at maybe renting some equipment to get the ammonia on in the spring when we might be planting at the same time. But other than that, it looks like business as usual.